Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for the jokes y'all sent in. Thomas Peterson sent us a joke from Shelton, Washington. And Jim Alwell sent us a joke. Plus this note, I've been retired 3 years, 4 months, and 11 days. Andy in Delavan, Wisconsin, thank you. Harlan Lobel in Chandler, Arizona, we got your joke. Dave in Canada. Bob Jake Way in Rockford. Cindy Volante or Volant in Arlington Heights. Judy in Florida, got it. Neil in Watertown, Wisconsin, thank you. Cheryl Hoving in Chicago Heights. And Debbie in Plainfield and Abraham Quintero of Glendale Heights. And Linda Mayfield in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hey, John Williams, over the course of the pandemic, a co-worker of mine, Will from Wheaton, has introduced your speed joke segment to our routine at the College of DuPage. He sent a few jokes over your way for a chance to win that coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, but has yet to claim said prize. I figure I'd give it a chance with my own speed joke, and yes, if I'm chosen, I do plan on gloating around the office. A friend of mine was at a gas station pumping his gas. When he got robbed, the police asked him if he could give them a description of the suspect. He said, yes, it was pump number 6. I accidentally drank a bottle of disappearing ink. Now I'm sitting in the ER waiting to be seen. I'm eating healthier now. I pick fresh vegetables every day. And then I feed them to my pigs, and they convert them into bacon, signed Diane the Farmer. Why did the cowboy put lettuce on his horse? He wanted to ride side salad. How many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but they do it while you're eating dinner. That joke isn't as relevant as it used to be. Now they just, you know, bing your phone or send you a scam text. How many paranoids does it take to change a light bulb? Who wants to know? My high school was so small, we had sex education and driver's ed in the same car. What did the mother turkey say to her disobedient children? If your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy. I always feel sad for turkeys this time of year, don't you guys?
Yeah.
Like when they do the whole ceremonial thing at the White House.
Pardoning the turkey?
I know, but I think do they pardon them both or just one of them? They bring two out, don't
they?
What
do the other turkeys watching think?
And they get to stay in a really fancy hotel, too.
They look delicious, but tough day for the turkeys. Why did Van Gogh cut off his ear? He didn't want to wear a COVID mask. I don't blame him. You may not have known that.
John, did you sign up for the company 401k?
I did, and now I'm a little nervous about that.
Why would you be worried?
Well, because I've never even run a 10K. On Monday, we told you, what do you call James Bond taking a... I'm going to do this one again. On Monday, we told you, what do you call James Bond taking a bath? That's 007. Hey, John Williams, in response to that joke, I want to say how much I also enjoyed the other 007 movie, You Only Rinse Once.